Okay, one of the traits, Shkoach Jason. Where are you going for Shabbos?
Beit Shemesh.
To whom?
My friend's house.
Okay, enjoy. So one of the traits is called Ohev Es HaMesharim, one of the 48 traits of Torah. So what does, first of all, Ohev Es HaMesharim mean? And how does it help you study Torah? So there are possibly two different interpretations of Ohev Es HaMesharim. The simple interpretation of Ohev Es HaMesharim comes from the word Yashar. Ata konanta mesharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established, we call it integrity. Integrity is a bad word to capture it, because integrity just means integrate itself. In theory, you could be a bank robber and you steal. Every time you walk down the street, you have integrity, because you're the same person no matter where you are. We typically use the word integrity to discuss someone who's good characteristics always come out regardless of their context, and therefore they don't need codes, they don't need law books, they don't need, you do the right thing because you're a good person, you have integrity, you don't need the law, you don't need the rule, that person has integrity. So I use the word integrity, that doesn't really mean that. Yashar means straight, balance. If you do the right thing, you stick to a certain moral, ethical trajectory regardless of the pressures, regardless of the circumstances. So for example, Chazal referred to Sefer Bereishis. Every one of the Sfarim has a nickname. Do you know that? What's Chazal's nickname for Sefer Shmos? Sefer?
Hagula.
What's Chazal's nickname for Vayikra?
Tereskonim.
What's Chazal's nickname for Bamidbar? We're starting it next week. Chumash HaPekudim. It's the Chumash that has two censuses, one in the beginning, in Parshas Bamidbar, one in the end, in Parshas Pinchas. And those two bracket the Sefer and describe the fall from pre-Meraglim to post-Meraglim, 40 years later. 40 years elapsed by the end of Sefer Bamidbar. What's obviously the nickname for Devarim? Mishneh Torah, the review. What's the nickname for Sefer Bereishis? So a lot of people say Sefer HaYetzirah, which is one nickname Chazal had. But what's the more common nickname? Sefer HaYesharim. Why? So the Netziv writes, the very famous Netziv in his introduction to Bereishis, is because even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu legislated his mitzvahs and revealed his will, these people were able to sense Hashem in this world and were able to build a world, and they were starting to build a world in Eretz Yisrael just based on being kind, correct, straight, balanced, integrity. We call menschlich people. Avram is flexible with Lot. He says, look, take what you want. And Yitzchak is a pacifist with Avimelech, even though he could have been much more aggressive. And Yaakov is constantly trying to assuage Esav and Lavan in a way that they're flexible, they bend over backwards, they're able to build a world, and they're called Sefer HaYesharim. Since Monday's Yom Yerushalayim, sadly, Chazal tell us, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a total religious collapse like in the first Beis HaMikdash, Gemara and Yoma, first Beis HaMikdash, Gila Roi, Shvichas Davim, and Avodah Zarah, second Beis HaMikdash, they weren't Yesharim. And then it simply says they let ideology get in the way of their Yashras. Instead of being straightforward and kind and compassionate and accepting, they were all fanatics. And you don't hold like my shita, you know, like my shita. They dismissed one another. They were judgmental, excessively judgmental towards one another. So Ohev Es HaMesharim, simple pshat, would mean someone who is a yasher. You ask yourself the following question. Okay, here's a mental experiment. Who have you met in your life that you would identify as a yasher? Namely, just to make the mental experiment more acute, more focused, someone that doesn't really know a lot of Torah.
No.
Their moral code doesn't come from the fact they're such a Talmud Chacham and they've sat and learned Sifrei Musar. Maybe someone who isn't from, or someone who isn't even Jewish. But you look at that person and say, you know what? That person's a Yasha. I can count on that person to do the right thing, not because it's a Shulchan Aruch, not because he's read philosophy, not because he's even, just they're a good, correct, straight, they do the right thing, they're straight arrows. Do you know someone like that? It's important to meet people like that in life. I know several people like that in life, and I take inspiration because they really are Yashar. They really are Yishrei Lev. They really do the right thing. And the Torah is based on Yashar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Yashar. Or Zura LaTzadik, or Yishrei Lev Simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzadik, and Yishrei Lev are able to sense the Tzidka. So if you are Yashar, then you are closer to understanding Hashem. The Torah is called Rahmana. It's called a Torah of compassion. So the first pshat of Ohev Es HaMesharim, you'll say it tonight in davening, in Yerushalayim, in Beit Shemesh, in Herzliya, Ata Konanta Mesharim, Mishpat Utsaka B'Yakov HaTasisa. There's a contrast. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the heart. The human heart is naturally born upright. We don't agree with Dostoevsky. We don't agree with George Orwell. We don't think that man, by his definition, is evil. and insidious and divisive. Man, if left to his own device, would be yashar. Hashem made a person yashar. Shlomo Melech writes in Koheles, and we looked for all sorts of complications which rerouted our yashrus. So we believe in the purity, the integrity, and the nobility of man. And if man were to be left to his own device, without sin, without temptation, without social corrosion, he would perform the right thing, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu vested us with Tzelem Elokim. Because that wasn't enough for humanity, Mishpat Tzedakah Yaakov Atasisa. Hashem delivered Mishpat, Law, Tzedakah, Atasisa. But ultimately, Hashem established human beings with Meisharim. That's a God-given identity, God-given instinct. And if so, if we are Oivis and Meisharim, we're closer to understanding our core DNA, as we would say, based on the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and we're closer to understanding the will of the Rabbanu Shalom. So we'll stop here. Maybe on Sunday we'll talk about the other pshat of Meisharim, but the simple pshat of Ohev Esa Meisharim is you like and you appreciate people who are Yashar and you try to become that person. Ask yourself, when's the last time you did something which was Yashar, even though it may not have been halachically demanded of you? Based on the pasuk of Yasisa, Hayashar Vehatov B'nei Elokim, and Chazal actually darshaned from that pasuk of Yishanan to behave lefnim Mishur Esadin, which means they don't have a halachic mandate to perform that act or to abide by that rule. So, for example, we're in Bav Metzia, we'll learn Bav Metzia next year. So, in the second parak of Eilu Metzias talks about Avedos. The Gemara quotes three or four instances in which Chazal found Avedos that they were legitimately allowed to keep. And they felt Mitam Yashrus that they should return it. I've had my score of planes where I was the last one off the plane, and you know, there was some laptop or something which I knew, you know, the person would never recover. I knew if I gave it into the airline company, the stewardess would keep it, or it would just end up in some silo. I had long left 2 hours before. I was once in a hotel once in which you know, there was some very expensive item left under a bed. Hotels, everyone sleeps a different night. Who's gonna, when I gave it into the front desk, I saw them licking their chops. Okay, we get to keep this. You just do what's right when Avedos. You don't want to be greedy. You don't want to, you know, succumb to that ugly emotion, ugly tendency that you want to make money off of other people's misfortune. So you have to do what's yasha, do what's right, even if you're not going to get rewarded for it, even if there's no mitzvah for it. Okay? Shabbat shalom, everyone. Enjoy all your travels. Come back Sunday morning.